What's new, notable, or just plain interesting in the auto world? The Auto Sleuth tells all. Hyundai rocks the midsize utility vehicle class. The 2024 Santa Fe looks nothing like the outgoing version. The squared-off body with chunky fender openings reminds the Sleuth of the Ford Expedition blended with overtones of the Land Rover Range Rover. The Santa Fe's interior, which seats five, is equally appealing, with a curved instrument cluster and infotainment display. Sustainable and recycled materials are used for the door panels and seat coverings. Most of the new Santa Fe's powertrain options haven't been revealed, other than the returning turbocharged 2.5-liter four-cylinder that produces 281 horsepower and 311 pound-feet of torque. But it's a safe bet that one or more hybrid systems will also be added to the list. The redesigned 2024 Traverse will be available in an off-road-oriented all-wheel drive Z71 trim, with unique suspension, special terrain mode powertrain setting with hill descent control, and increased ride height. Photo. Chevrolet. Chevrolet toughens the Traverse for 2024. The brand's full-size utility vehicle with seating for up to 8 passengers will enter its third generation as mostly new. The front design displays Chevrolet Silverado and Blazer-looking grilles that will vary depending on the trim level. Every Traverse will employ a turbocharged four-cylinder that makes an estimated 315 horsepower and 317 pound-feet of torque. The engine, linked to an 8-speed automatic transmission, replaces the current 3.6-liter V6 rated at 310 horsepower and 266 pound-feet. All-wheel drive will continue to be available. New for 2024, the off-road-oriented all-wheel drive Z71 trim will have a unique suspension, special terrain mode powertrain setting with hill descent control, increased ride height, and off-road tires mounted to 18-inch wheels. Ford's upcoming flash, it's a well-guarded secret for now, but it appears that the automaker's battery electric F-150 Lightning pickup will eventually spawn a special high-performance version. Ford CEO Jim Farley teased the idea when he and Formula One Red Bull driver Daniel Ricciardo partially unveiled what appeared to be a modified F-150 Lightning. Ford also recently registered the flash name with the U.S. Patent Office, leading to further speculation that an EV pickup is in the works that will produce more than the Lightning's optional 580 horsepower. The Sleuth hears that Mazda might put a rotary engine in the next generation MX-5, current model pictured. Photo. Mazda planning a rotary engine sports car. Speculation is that the automaker will at some point install such a power plant in the next generation MX-5, Miata, Roadster. There are plans for a rotary engine that will function as a range-extending generator for the Mazda MX-30 EV. Mazda's R&D people are developing an updated version of the rotary that will improve fuel efficiency and reduce tailpipe emissions. It's speculated that a redesigned rotary engine could also be part of an upcoming plug-in hybrid system for Mazda's mainstream models. The 2026 Polestar 5 will be a luxury-oriented sedan based on the 2020 Precept concept car, pictured. Photo. Polestar. Surprise, more Polestar EVs. The electric vehicle brand, which is a subset of Volvo, is expanding its current lineup. The Polestar 1, 2 and 3 to include the Polestar 4 hatchback sedan for the 2025 model year. For 2026, the automaker will launch the Polestar 5, a luxury-oriented sedan, which is based on the 2020 Precept concept car. It will use the platform developed for the Volvo X90 electric utility-style vehicle. The Polestar 5's all-wheel drive power system consists of front and rear electric motors with a projected net output of 884 horsepower. Details about maximum range and battery charging times are unknown. Following the 5's arrival, a Polestar 6 Roadster is expected to debut for the 2027 model year. Trending down. Reeves Callaway III, 1947-2023. The son of Callaway Golf Company founder Reeves Callaway Jr., was best known for modifying Corvettes with performance-enhancing equipment that became available through Chevrolet dealers. From 1989 to the present day, Callaway Corvettes continue to compete at North American and European racetracks. Trending up. Electric Triumph sports car. The brand, which was once known for its TR series of roadsters, is now owned by BMW. Machina, a London, England-based design company that works with BMW, recently showcased the TR25 concept. The single-seat vehicle is inspired by a modified version of the TR2 that attained a class-record top speed of nearly 125 miles per hour, 200 kilometers per hour, back in 1953. The new TR25 uses a BMW-supplied 184-horsepower electric motor driving the rear wheels. Production is doubtful, but the sleuth can hope. Photo: Triumph. Written by Wheelbase Media. If you're interested in new or used vehicles, be sure to visit todaysdrive.com to find your dream car today. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram.